live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes come to you live from the Breslin Center. Starting to feel like an annual trip here for one reason or another, Brian. We were but here last year for a semifinal tilt with the Concord girls team, and now it's the boys that bring us here. Concord getting set to take on Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, state semifinals. One of these teams goes to the state championship. Both teams get to say they went to the Final Four for at least 1 year, and I think we're in for a good contest.
Yeah, and I think the girls might bring us back here again next week, too. That Concord might have to think about changing their name to the Spartans, although they can't with Springport, right?
But they're here all the time. Additional sponsors tonight include Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, Wilby Transit Mix, Kelly Express Mart for the pregame, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment, not to mention East Jackson, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, Northwest Community Schools, and Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning with our free throws all night. The Concord Yellow Jackets come in here with a 23-4 record, and they've won 11 of their last 12 and come here on the strength of a 49-41 win over Colon and punch their ticket here. Marcus Gill Jr., their coach, 102-56 in his career at Concord so far. I think that's a pretty good start to your coaching career as a head coach. This Concord team, first trip to the semifinals since 1986. Mac, I was 6 years old, and not even sure if I had picked up a basketball yet by six.
Maybe I played against one. That Concord team. That's how old I am.
Yeah, right?
Were
they good?
Oh, they were really good.
This team pretty good, too. This win here would, however, be their very first ever trip to the MHSAA State Championships here in Division IV. And we've seen this team now a couple of times. We saw them back earlier in the season playing Hanover Horton. They've been very good. That Colon win was a gritty win, I think. That was a physical game, and Concord got the best of it because they've had superior size. And I think when they come into this tilt and they got somebody trying to guard Connor Stevens down low and Zach Stevens, advantage Concord.
Yeah, well, we talk about Concord bringing us here. This Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian team, they have a direct pipeline to this place, too. Is how many is it, like, what, 4 out of the last 5 years?
What do we have here? So they've won 7 MHSAA titles in all. Their most recent one was last year, and they've had 6 runner-up finishes. So 13 times they've been here, and that's just in the championship game. So then any other trips they might have been here in the semifinals, they're trying to win their third straight, and this would be their 4th in 5 seasons if they get to go and if they can complete the and win the championship. They did, however, last season graduate 2 All-State players, and the 3rd winningest coach in MHSAA history stopped coaching. So those are some changes. You say, well, maybe things going to go awry in the program. Well, they're 25-1. And here they are again in the state semifinals. So something's going on in the water there, perhaps. Although we will say new coach, he was a former All-Stater with Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian back in 2000. He was an assistant under the previous administration, and now in his first season, 25-1. That's a pretty good start to a coaching career.
Yeah, when you take over for a legend like that, this is a good way to just ease your way into it and just go ahead and go 25-1 yourself.
Yep. So Concord comes in led by Connor Stevens, 13.9 points per game, 12.4 rebounds per game, and at least 1 block per game. That's a pretty great stat line for a Division IV high school basketball player. And a guy who's 6'5", athletic, he's got the skill, he's got the physical ability, and he's got the grit determination, too. And I think we've noted that Concord has come out in all these games and looked like they knew they were going to win.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I don't even know that you mentioned I think is maybe his greatest attribute is his leadership.
Yeah.
I watch him the last few games, and he's grabbing anybody, telling them to pick your head up and to do this. And even with pictures after the game, he was lining people up. Like he was in charge of the team, you could tell. And
yep.
That's impressive when you do that as an 18-year-old.
Tremendous running mates going with him out there. Two Jet Smith averages 20 a game, 19.9, Brian, but that counts as 20 to me. And he's getting 3-plus assists per game, too. And our player of the game from the quarterfinal matchup, Darrell Dean Jr., averages just over 11 points per game. And so, yeah, that's a pretty good big three, if you will. And that's always kind of an NBA thought. You got to have a big three to win in the league, and they've got it.
Yeah, we apologize to him because we were calling him Darrell earlier, yeah. But it is Darrell. And I'll tell you what, you think Darrell isn't going to be pumped to try to throw one down here on an alley-oop here at the Breslin Center, a little Cohen Carr action?
I'm hoping he does, just so I get to make the call here in the Breslin Center. Meanwhile, Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, the defenders, again, 25-1. They're led by, I mentioned they graduated two All-State players, but they got guys came back too. The only returning starter was Osborne, who leads them in scoring, rebounding, and assists. So that's a guy who a lot of stuff's going to run through. 12.4 points per game, almost 8 rebounds, and 3.2 assists. Running mates include Caleb Hoffman and Braden Nelson, who also played minutes during last year's championship team on 11.2 and 11.3 points per game, respectively. So they've got a big three also that can come out here, and they're going to have to try to match up. And I think what the difficulty is, can you guard and be guarded by this Concord team for 32 minutes and somehow still come out on top?
Yeah, and I think Tri-Unity is saying the same thing, as they are filled with man-to-man pressure D and just suffocating in the half court. That's kind of their calling card. So Jet Smith and we'll have Trenton Frazier and Brady Garrett. Will the guards be able to handle that kind of pressure? We're going to find out in about 10 minutes and 37 seconds.
We're going to go ahead and take a three-minute break. We'll come back here and get you the starting lineups on the pregame here for Kelly Express Marts as Matt Lehman comes by. We'll take our break, and when we come back, starting lineups will get you closer to tip-off. Here live at the Breslin Center, it's Concord and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the Breslin Center for the MHSAA Division IV state semifinals. Usually in these postseasons, we try to get score updates from other locations, and it's tough to know who's waiting in the wings to play the winner of the game, but today we don't have to do that. We were here for the previous contest, and Detroit Douglas, the Hurricanes, got the win over Dollar Bay, who probably got the win for furthest trip to get here, coming all the way up from near Copper Harbor, like up there in the, what do they call it, the Keweenaw Peninsula, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, 7 hours plus, almost 8 hours to drive here, and they put up an effort, but Detroit Douglas too much. They were led by, I didn't realize he was a freshman, number five, Damani Oliver.
Oh, wow.
Had about 20 points and looked really good, too, out there as a scorer. So
we were told there are people from Dollar Bay that didn't even make it here. They closed the bridge, so they weren't make it here, including the radio crew.
Yeah, I knew there were weather issues coming through and winter storm warnings. You know, we were in the 60s earlier this week, and they're out there trying to get through inches of snow.
They're trying to get over the bridge. We just had to get through Leslie.
Thank goodness
made it easy.
Easy. And gosh, the traffic up here in East Lansing, it's been a while since I've been up here, but that's really been finished up quite a bit too. So it was a pretty direct route here on some brand new, newly constructed highway infrastructure, and we're glad to be here. Well, let's get the starting lineups going, Brian, for our Concord Yellow Jackets and the Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian Defenders.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with them because we're calling them the away team today. Well, Concord's home today for us. So starting for them is going to be junior guard Jake Van Klompenberg, senior guard forward Braden Nelson, junior forward Cody Osman, junior forward Caleb Hoffman, and the senior guard Clayton Rolander.
Yeah, so we mentioned just a trio of guys on the team that are vital to what they do, and particularly Osman, who leads them in the three main stat categories people keep track of. And, yeah, I'm really interested to see the matchups and how they defend Concord. You said a little intense pressure on the wings. That can sometimes set you up for a nice pass down to the block. And who's going to match up against Connor Stevens? And then who's going to be the other guy when Zach Stevens gets in the game? And they both go 6'5"-ish. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see those matchups to me. That's what I'm really looking for, because not as much height for the defenders out here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to. I do want to see them out there pressuring. I want to see how they handle Jet Smith, because Jet Smith is the kind of player that's not going to back down from some kind of challenger, be fearful. He will take that upon himself and be thinking, I'll get around you and I'll get to the hoop, or I'll pull up on you.
And so. He's not the kind of player that you see all the time across the state. Like, he is in that upper echelon of guard play, not just for Division IV, but all, you know, statewide. He's as good a guard as we've seen all year.
Yeah, he's got some shakes to him.
No doubt. Well, how about for the Yellow Jackets tonight?
Well, for the Yellow Jackets, we do have senior 6'5", Connor Stevens, the 5'10", senior guard, Jet Smith, 5'9", senior guard, Brady Garrett, 6'1", junior guard, Darrell Dean Jr., and Tyler Rundle, the 6'3", senior.
Yeah, nice that they can go with that many seniors. And then you and I have noted Darrell Dean Jr. as a junior is as vital a part of that offense as anybody. And I can't wait to see if they will do it. I'm confident in that. When do they go to that? Let's set up the back cut and the lob pass. And will he be able to get up and throw it down? He threw it down in the regional championship. He laid it up in the quarterfinal tonight. I'm hoping for a dunk. And wouldn't you love, like you said, wouldn't you love to be up there like all of those great MSU players, Cohen Carr or Jason Richardson or, gosh, Icer, Shannon, was it, gosh, enough.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can see him.
It'll come to you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work on that, my MSU history. I wish I had some other. I'm more of a U of M guy myself, but we'll talk about that and plenty more when we get into the game broadcast. Of course, our sponsorship on the pregame, as usual, brought to you by our friends at Kelly Express Marts. And, boy, I just love to go in there. I had to go in there this morning, come up with a Form Energy drink to take to work to get me ready for the day. And the Screaming Freedom flavor again.
Shannon Brown,
thank you.
The
it was
Lakers.
Too easy, yeah.
I just, there
too
we go.
Too easy, yeah. So some great lob catchers in Spartan history, and at least one so far in Concord history that we've seen this year, and we'll see if Darrell Dean Jr. gets a chance at one today against this, what we expect to be suffocating defense from Tri-Unity Christian. They, like I said, this would be their third straight if they're able to pull off the state championship, but they got to get past this very good Concord team. And the best Concord team since 1986. And that's been a long run. But, oh, by the way, let's preview a little bit. Tuesday, we got Concord girls again. They'll be in the quarterfinal there at Mason High School. It's a 5:30 scheduled tip Tuesday here on WKHM, and you and I will be making that trip, and we'll see if they can get both squads to the Breslin Center in the same year.
Yeah, so if any of our listeners thought it was going to Vicksburg, it's going to Mason now.
Yeah, and it's tipping off at 5:30, so everything, a little shift. That's happened to us, I think, about three times already this postseason where they have to make a change to that schedule. So let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll get ready for tip-off. It's Concord and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eyrick, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eyrick at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, we're just moments away from tip-off. Kind of a cool hype video that they show for the fans here on this big scoreboard above us, Brian. And we're right in front of the Concord student section, right where we should be. So this ought to be a noisy crowd for us and a hyped up Breslin Event Center. Spartans, meanwhile, in action tomorrow. I think it's an 8 o'clock broadcast for, I think they tip off at 9 tomorrow on the Big Ten tournament.
They're the late game, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I know Michigan's at noon.
Yep, 11:30 broadcast here on WKHM. Right after Talkback Jackson with yours truly. Getting the starters introduced on the floor. And we'll be ready to go. 8 minutes on the clock. Concord and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Our live coverage and pregame brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. Thank you to East Jackson Community Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Josh's Dumpsters, Jim Winter Auto Group, Dan the Man Insurance, Will Be Transit Mix, the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Tom Coffey Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And Jet Smith getting introduced. He's still got the warm-up on, Brian.
Yeah, he's...
He's got to stay. He wants to come out hot.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, we talked kind of about both teams' stars. Yesterday in the game we did, it was a role player that poured in 30. Let's see if there's somebody on Concord's team that's ready to make us say, hey, don't forget about me. I'm capable. And there are capable guys there, that's for sure.
Yeah, Garrett. Garrett would be a nice chance. Rundle. And again, some of those guys off the bench, we might see Fraser and Gil Jr. Coach's kid. Darrell Dean Jr., our final player introduced. And we're just about ready to get underway here at the Breslin Center. Concord, Wyoming Tri-Unity Christians at the square off. Final instructions from Coach Voorhees for the defenders. Concord, all the warm-ups are off, and they got a final huddle up. Coach isn't in there on this one. Although I think in that Concord, or that game against Colon, Brian, Coach Voorhees, or Coach Gill made so many correct decisions. When to call timeouts, what they decided to do strategy-wise. That definitely helped contribute to a victory. So we are in the jump circle here now, and it's Connor Stevens, and he'll jump up against Cody Osmond. And tap by Concord into the backcourt for Garrett, and the Yellow Jackets start with the rock. Garrett hands off to Jet Smith out by the big Spartan logo of midcourt. Jet moves right now, looks left, now goes back right to Garrett, looking down to the block for Rondo. Now it goes out to Dean Jr. on the left wing. Crosses in the lane, skip in the corner. Garrett pump fakes. Looking to skip across. No, backs it out to Dean Jr. Pull up from the baseline. Little fader, no good. Rebounded. Defenders. Wyoming up the floor. It's Nelson. Nelson goes right side to Hoffman. Back to Nelson. Pull up triple. Long rebound grabbed by the defenders, but knocked away and loose. Going to the forest. Rondo gets it up to Stevens. Jet. Running the break, now gets a step into the lane, scoops and scores! Concord on the board first, Jet Smith with the bucket on a transition layup.
Nice little hezzy.
Penetration in for Tri-Unity into the corner. Jab step for Hoffman, gives it up to the wings. Van Kloppenberg, he drives, loses it. Steal, Concord, Smith in the open floor, Jet to the basket, elevates. forced that one up a little. Rebounded Stevens, put back, no good. Got it again. Got it again. 4-0 Concord. Couple tries there by Connor Stevens. Gets the layup point blank. Try Unity in the open floor and a penetration drive. And we'll get a foul against the Yellow Jackets. That was Caleb Hoffman getting a step and going to the board. Missed the shot, but two free throws coming at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
You're going to get Tyler Rendell on that one. But back to that offensive possession about Connor Stevens doing what he does. Two offensive boards and finally stick back. He's relentless.
Missed free throw there on the first attempt. Still 4-0 Concord in front. 6:36 to go first quarter in the state semifinal. Gets the second one and gets Wyoming on the board. The defenders will have to defend now. Garrett coming over the timeline. Goes left side. Connor Stevens deep. Dribbles her over to the middle. Steal attempt. Stevens holds it off. Now to Dean Jr. on the wing. Makes a dribble move into the corner. Garrett pump fakes. Doesn't pull up. Out to Dean Jr. again. Just right of that key circle. Drives. Gets in the air. Gets the shot up. Missed, but draws a foul. And that'll send Darrell Dean Jr. to the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
We know Darrell Dean Jr. doesn't need much space.
No.
If there's a sliver there, he's good at just getting in there and drawing the foul. He hits the deck a lot.
First free throw attempt is good. Second attempt goes. 6-1, Concord out in front, playing for the opportunity to face Detroit Douglas in the championship on Saturday, 10 o'clock. I think 9:50, the official start time there, Brian. Jab, step, and drive into the corner. Pump fake. Drives from there out to the top. Caught. DeMott's making a move into the elbow. Backs in the corner. Pump fake from Nelson. Swings all the way around. Hoffman's going to try to drive. Gets a step on Jet Smith. Floater, no good. Rebound loose. Smith comes to clean it up for Concord. They get the stop. Come the Yellow Jackets. Jet Smith behind the back dribble. Lost it for a moment. Recovers. Goes left side. Dean Jr. Skip across. Connor Stevens spots up for three. Off the rim. Off the rim. And we get a push in the back on the rebound. Going to go against the defenders. Good call by the official. Was right there. Saw it like we could see it from over here. It wasn't hiding too well.
Yeah, that was very clear. Just two-hand shove in the back.
And there's always kind of jockeying down there, and you try to, if that guy's got you boxed out, you try to force him under, but you can't push your arms out like that. Inbound to Garrett. Smith coming off a screen, spots up for three, no. Rebounded, defenders, fresh onto the floor, Clayton Rolander into the corner. And that's Osborne. I feel like that's his first touch in a while. Goes with a one-handed reverse layup. Kind of a nifty move. Didn't really catch it with two hands. Just swept around one hand and finished off the backboard. And like I said, I don't think he's had much of a touch.
No, that was it.
On offense, the leading scorer puts him on the board with the first field goal. 6-3 Concord leads. Jet Smith now near center court. Looking for Garrett coming off the screen. Now goes there late. Garrett deep on the wing. Top of the key. Rundle floats it down to Stevens deep. And he's going to score it. Connor Stevens point blank. And they don't have any answer for that down there, I don't think, Brian.
No, Osmond has given up some size and strength.
He screens now for Van Kloppenburg. Now goes right side. Rollator into the corner. Comes back out. Hoffman spotting up in the corner. Osmond over to the right sideline. And that's a long three attempt. Goes over the rim. Saved by Osmond into the score table here. He's going to knock over a water. Skip it across. Now he's in the corner. Osmond making a move against Stevens. Has to back it back out. Crosses down, goes baseline, going reverse layup under the basket, couldn't get it on the rebound attempt, goes out of bounds off of Tri-Unity. 8-3 Concord lead, and they get the ball back after the stop.
Yeah, that was the size there of Connor Stevens making that layup tough.
We get a little bit of a official delay here as they knocked over a knocked over the table next to ours. They just missed us, Brian. We missed the worst of it.
I mean, I would have caught him. That was poor radioing there.
8-3 our score. 4:03 to play first quarter. All Concord here earlier feels that way. Dean Jr. getting a step, trying to drop it down to Stevens. It's knocked away. That'll go off of the defenders and stay Concord ball. Baseline inbound here for the Yellow Jackets. Our first substitution is Garrett goes out. Fraser comes in for the Yellow Jackets. Our first Yellow Jacket substitution.
I like that drive again by Dean Jr. Just didn't need a little bounce pass.
And there's a defense trying to stop Stevens when he's got position, and that's going to be against Osmond.
Yeah, that's the problem when your best offensive player has to guard Stevens and giving up some size. If they can get a couple on Osmond quickly.
Inbound, swing it around. Smith coming off the screen, spots up, doesn't take the three, gets another screen. Now backs it out to Reese Space on the dribble into the corner. Connor Stevens spots up. Triple, got it! 11-3 Yellow Jackets. We're down to the 3:35 mark in the first quarter. Dribble move into the corner, nearly knocked away. Osmond catches. He's got Stevens off guarding. Into the paint. Jump stop. Loses it. Has to go down to get it. And now we're going to get a foul in the paint there. Concord being aggressive as they have been all year. Well, since we've seen them. We get the first foul on Connor Stevens, and you love that if you're Wyoming, if you can get a couple on him early.
And that's one where Stevens should have just not reached.
Yeah. Inbound has to go deep. Caught in there by Dumont, and he turns it over. Smith out on the break. Two on one. Gets in the air, double clutch. Scoop and score it. Jet Smith in a timeout from the defender bench. 13-3, 10-point early lead for the Yellow Jackets. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Concord way up here with 3:15 still to play first quarter. We'll see what the defenders are able to get going. Really, it's been on offense where they've stalled. The Concord defense has been the better of the two units. Working around the perimeter. There's a drive. And shuffle step, travel call. Stopped and shuffled his feet, Braden Nelson. And they'll turn it back over to the Yellow Jackets out of the timeout. You don't like that, ETO?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I do like, though, is this Concord D. And we've seen it the last couple games. And now they're getting to shine against one of the state's best teams. And it's still looking great.
Jeff Smith crossover, pull up three, short. Rebounded Osmond, looking to run now. Behind the back dribble, and he loses it.
And I'm not even sure why he was going behind his back.
I think he lost it initially, and he thought he was saving it behind his back.
I don't know if he thought Fraser was there.
Even just when they get the stop there, they give it back to Concord. Dean Jr. to toss in from the sideline. No. Zach Stevens, seeing his first minute, will come over and throw it in. Into the backcourt for Dean Jr. Near the jump circle. Crosses over at the wing, now behind the back. Gives up in the corner for Fraser. Now he gives the corner for baby Stevens. Coming over to get it, Jet Smith. Getting a screen from Stevens. Now backs it up for spacing. Looking to go down to Connor Stevens on the block. Gives up to Zach Stevens on the wing. Back to Jet Smith. 2:21 to play in the first. 13-3 Concord. Call for a screen from Stevens. Smith goes the other way. Steps back. He's going to get called for steps.
Yeah, I tell you, Jet Smith, though, is really good. He'll call for that screen, and then if anybody's overplaying at all, he'll go the other way. He'll kind of refuse the screen and just go. And he's got a quick first step. When he's making shots, I just don't know how many high school defenders are really going to do anything with him.
Trailing 13-3, Trinity Christian over the timeline. 2:07 to play first quarter. Osmond out near midcourt. Stevens tracking him all the way there by the timeline. Osmond works over to the right wing now to the middle. skips across to the wing. Van Kloppenberg backs it out, now drives, passes out, triple try, no. Rebound, Osmond went way up high for that one, showing some athleticism there. And this is the second field goal for Wyoming, 13-5 they trail. 1:40 to go. Smith brings it over the timeline, gives it up to Dean Jr., coming up the right sideline. Starts to penetrate, now gets a step to the baseline, skips across the corner, extra pass to Smith on the wing, back to Zach Stevens, triple, got it! 16-5, 11-point lead largest to the game early for Concord. Out to the top for Osmond, swings it around right side, triple goes up for Christian and missed. Chased out in the corner, and they call it off of Braden Nelson, missed three by Clayton Rollator. Concord gets it back and around the subs. They're going to get Coach Gill's son, Marcus Gill Jr., in. Also onto the floor comes
Colton Gray.
Colton Gray. Thank you.
You know, that last three for Zach Stevens, not only big for the team, but just for a freshman to come in there and knock that first one down here at the big stage. Yep. That was great for his confidence, I'm sure.
Gill Jr. out to Jet Smith on the wing. Screen there for Gray. Skips it across to Fraser. Gill Jr. 16-5 lead down to 44 seconds. Jr. drives, now backs it out. To the top, Jet Smith. They come out way out to try to steal it. He crosses. Defended there by DeMotz. Gets a shot up and hits. 18-5 Concord. First quarter, 28 seconds remain.
Said Jet Smith is a tough shot maker. That was a tough one.
Little dribble move here by Van Kloppenberg, trying to get past Fraser just to get to the wing, and now into the corner. Another triple goes up. Rollator and missed. On the rebound, I think we get a jump ball tie-up, and that is the call. Jump ball arrow stays with the defenders.
Well, and hey, with Concord giving Stevens and Dean Jr. a little extra minute and a half rest, and the lead even increased, that's big for Concord.
They go into the corner for Osmond. He drives with 8 seconds. Travel call, lost the ball on the gather. Good defense again. 6.3 seconds left, Concord ball leading 18-5.
Osmond telling the ref, you have to call a foul. I don't think the ref enjoyed that, being told what he had to do.
Full court press here by Christian. Jeff Smith will break it on his own. 3 seconds, flings one up. Almost got it from half court. Boy, that would have really seized the momentum entirely. End of one, 18-5. Concord in control, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
After one, Concord leads it 18-5, and things are looking good for a potential trip back here on Saturday. A lot of game left.
Yeah, things are looking good, and I tell you how deep Concord is. They threw three guys from the student section out there to make a layup, a free throw, and a three, and they did it in three shots. Boom, boom, boom. You're not even on the team, and you're doing that. That's
yeah. Those kids had to get cut, probably.
If there's a student section tournament, I know who I'm putting my money on. And look at Connor Stevens, even over from the bench. waving on the student section to come on. They tell them to stand up.
Here we go. Ready to get started again for the second quarter. Stevens back in. And they'll go. Jet Smith will get a break to start the second quarter. Going to the backcourt for Garrett. Comes over the timeline. DeMotz to pick him up right there. Pumps. Nice fakes, a pass to throw past to Dean Jr. Gets a step. Fires it to Stevens on the way. And Connors, three goes long. Taps away the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch, Concord.
Boy, I'm glad Connor didn't pick one up right there. He reached in for that loose ball. I thought they might get him.
We let that game before this was really physical. They let a lot of stuff go. Osmond gives it up. He's in a little bit of butterfingers, yeah, dribbling the ball back in the backcourt. Rollator to the top. Osmond swings it left side. Baseline drive. Elevate. Skips it out. Rollator swings it in the corner. Triple goes up to Motz and he hits. First time it felt like they got one of those to go. They're shooting 19% from the three-point line, it looks like, if I can see that on the curvature of the scoreboard. Of 16.7%. Garrett's got it. They're working around the perimeter here in Concord's offense. Stevens making a move, backing it in. Double team comes. Triple team scoops it down on the baseline to Rundle, and on the pass out, he's going to get a reach-in foul against the defenders.
And I think that's on DeMotz. That'll be his second. He's going to have to take a seat now as Caleb Hoffman comes back in.
Concord ball, baseline inbound. Garrett floats it deep to Rundle. He catches, puts it on the deck, picks it up. Now left side, Gill Jr. Jab, step, and drive into triple team. They knock it away briefly. Garrett squeezes it. Driving right side, Dean Jr. on the wing. Top of the key, Stevens makes a fake move, dribble move, backs it back out. High post back to the basket to Garrett in the corner. Step side, three-pointer, got it!
We said he's capable, and he is. He's got a smooth stroke. He just doesn't shoot it that much.
21-8, Yellow Jackets. There's a move from Van Kloppenberg. Goes right side to Osmond. Almost couldn't grab that catch. Makes a move baseline. Skips across. Hoffman for three. No. Airballing it. Grabbed by Stevens. Concord ball again on the break. Over the timeline at the top. Crosses a couple times. Dean Jr. backing in. Now makes a move to the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded. Tri-Unity Christian. Up to half court. Van Kloppenberg left side. Nelson. Nelson backing in on Gill Jr. Skips it across. Extra pass in the corner. Three-pointer up. Off the rim. Rebound battle. And that'll be squeezed by the defenders. And there's a down low move. Missed. Knocked away. Dean Jr. gets it out of there. Second chance point. Opportunity for Nelson. Missed it. Now Dean Jr. brings it up the floor for the Yellow Jackets. Garrett right side moves left. Dean Jr. on the wing. He dribbles to the left. Backs in. Now backs it back out. Top of the key for Gill Jr. on a weave move. He's going to try to dribble drive. Now into the corner. Stevens catches three. Ooh, no good. Rebounded. Defenders.
Tell you what, Concord's going to have help on the defensive glasses. Tri-Unity is crashing hard. It can't just be Connor Stevens.
Yep, Hoffman goes left side. Osmond. He skips in the corner. Rollator drives, now backs it out. Hoffman pump fakes. Long two-point shot comes off the rim. Dean Jr. had the rebound, and we'll get a whistle. And that's going to be an Osmond, I think, on a reach.
Yeah, that's going to be his second.
So the foul trouble. You can't do that. Trailing by 21-8 margin, and things not looking good for the defending Division IV state champs against these Concord Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, you're down 13, and your best player is just headed to the bench with two early fouls.
4:53 to play in the first half, and just shooting 20% are the defenders.
And meanwhile, some Concord stars getting some breathers. Jet Smith just making his first appearance in the second quarter, and we're 3 minutes in.
Yeah, he's got it at the top of the key for the Yellow Jackets. Goes left side, Garrett. DeMotz comes way out to guard. Now to the top, Gill trying to drop it down to Stevens. Knocked away, Dean Jr. keeps it. He gives it to Stevens for the layup. Great heads-up play by Dean Jr., the assist to Stevens, and it's a 23-8 Concord lead. right side into the corner. DeMott's there, backs it back out to Hoffman. Now backs it in against Garrett. Now to the top, Van Kloppenberg. Right side Hoffman again. Looking for a cutter. Good defense by Jet Smith. Doubles, knocks it away. Steal Concord. Smith on the breakout. Two on two, pulls up the three. Short. Rebounded Hoffman. Now he'll look to run in transition. Smith another near steal, and I think we can get him for a reach, but the contact was generated by the ball handler putting his arm out there.
Yeah, I think so. That was a great defensive play by Jeff Smith on one end. I would have liked to see him with that little three-on-one break get a little better shot than the pull-up. But when you're a confident scorer, you just feel like everything's going in. I don't think I should tell Jet Smith how to score. He scored a lot more points than I have in my career.
23-8 with 3:53 to go first half. Still a nice lead for Concord. Right wing, Ben Kloppenberg down to the block and knocked away. Another steal for Concord. Smith up the left sideline, now crosses to the middle, spins at the elbow. Gets stuck, backs it back out to Dean Jr., swings it right side. Gill Jr. on the drive, and he'll get called for the pump fake takeoff travel. Popular favorite for area officials.
Yeah, and Pops slash coach not happy with Jr.
Eight turnovers so far for Tri-Unity Christian, just three for Concord. Ben Kloppenberg now left side for Hoffman to the wing. Nelson makes a dribble move in. Double team comes. Tries to split it, and it's knocked away. Dean Jr. with a loose ball. Picked up his dribble in the backcourt. Gets it away to Garrett. Concord on the attack now, leading 23-8. We're at the 3:12 mark. First half. To the top, swinging around right side. Dean Jr. surveying. Goes to baseline area. Picks up the dribble. Stuck now. Couple reach-ins there by the defender. Now he throws it off one guy's leg and out of bounds.
Boy, Coach Gill was trying to
Gill
get
a
timeout.
Did they give it to him?
I don't think they did, and he was at half court yelling for it, but it's hard to hear in here.
Yeah.
But that's a case, too, if you're an official and you see somebody trapped there, you should be kind of keeping that eye out on the coach that's calling the timeout.
Osmond to the left wing now for DeMott's, guarded by Garrett there. Dribbles back to the top, skip pass in the corner, pump fake, and a drive, and throws it off of his guy. Pass a little too low for Hoffman, and a turnover to Tri-Unity.
Tri-Unity now, coming out in the press now.
Number nine turnover in the half. They go full court. Concord casually attacks, goes over the timeline, right side, Jet Smith. Skip pass, Garrett. Fakes, drives, tries to drop it down to Stevens. Now jump shot, rattles out. Zach Stevens rebounds and puts it back in Concord. 25-8 lead here, 2:20 to play in the first half. DeMott's out of the corner, dribbles to the wing. Drops it down to the block. Osmond making a power move. Goes up over Stevens and scores, and that'll end the drought. But a 15-point deficit still for Tri-Unity Christian. They set up a half-court trap here, it looks like. They go to Dean Jr. still in the backcourt. They come to trap him. Goes to Smith. Into the middle of the floor for Connor Stevens. They get over in time. Now he sets up at the top. Dribbles into the elbow area. Backing in. Skips it out to Dean Jr. on the right wing. Drives in. Crosses. Left side. Garrett catches and fires a three. Halfway down and comes out. Osmond in transition. One on three. Now passes outside. Triple. Got it. Big stop and bucket there for the defenders. Got the three-pointer for Jake Van Kloppenberg. 25-13, cuts it to 12. 91 seconds to play in the half. We got a timeout from the Concord bench. And let's see. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. 25-13 Concord on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Thank you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Garrett takes the inbound pass from Dean Jr., gives it back. Dean Jr., Garrett, Smith, Stevens, and Stevens on the floor for Concord. Back cut, Smith into the air, scores it, past the defender, and a great play out of the timeout. 27-13 into the corner. DeMotz puts one up. Contested three. Long rebound, though, grabbed by Rollator. Scoops it over to Van Kloppenberg. Down to Osmond on the baseline. Zach Stevens guarding. He tries to power his way in, and now we'll get a foul call. 27-13 with a minute to play. Defender's ball.
I don't think Osmond's being used to being bodied up like this.
And that was just baby Stevens. Looks like he'd have Connor Stevens on there. He would have been able to move in there. Hoffman with a move to the middle. Backs it out. DeMotz on the wing. He'll give it up to Van Kloppenberg, right wing. Cross to the top, now left side. Osmond gets a step baseline. Help comes over baseline. He's trapped, and we'll get a foul call against Garrett.
Wow. I thought that could have been a tie-up. I thought Garrett did a great job cutting off that baseline.
Yeah, they've come over and helped on that every time. 27-13, baseline inbound with 42 seconds for Tri-Unity. Into the corner, Hoffman. Hoffman goes baseline. Help comes, backs it out. Osmond swings it right side. Van Kloppenberg. Jab step drive move knocked away. Smith out in the open floor. Gets in the air, pull up from the free throw line area and hits. 29-13 Concord. 22 seconds. Rollator at the top now. 17 seconds right side. Osmond comes out to get it. Goes back left side for Rollator. Oh, who he was looking at. Call for a screen. Osmond comes out now. A deep triple. Rollator offside rim. Bounces. Saved. Rollator comes to get it. Flings it up. And time ends on the first half. And Concord up big. 29-13. At the end of the first half.
Can you say perfect half?
Just about.
I mean, I say perfect. If you had a Concord coach and said, hey, how about a 16-point lead? Nobody will have more than one foul, and everybody looks calm out there.
Yeah.
He'll sign up for it. Oh, and by the way, the other team's best player with two fouls and visibly shaken, I think.
Yeah. Let's take 3 minutes here in the half. We'll come back and get the numbers from the first half and get ready for half number two. Concord 29, Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian 13 on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At the half, Concord out to a big lead, 29-13, and just all facets of the game just seem to be better than Tri-Unity Christian defensively, offensively, rebounding. That was tighter. Actually, rebounding advantage for Tri-Unity Christian, 15-11, but that might be the only thing that they had a lead in.
Yeah, they hit the offensive glass pretty well and got a few extra there, but if that's it, it's not bad.
Yeah. Well, let's get the numbers, Brian, from the first half.
All right. Well, for the big stat, and that's points, Concord holds a big advantage, and for Tri-Unity, we had Jake Van Kloppenberg with three, Nolan DeMotz had three, Caleb Hoffman with just one, and then their star, Cody Osman, held the six and has two fouls, and I said looks just visibly upset. He's complaining at every call, and I don't know that he's used to the physicality that Concord just keeps throwing at him.
I'd say in the last maybe two rounds especially, Brian, and maybe longer, and that's boys and girls, the officiating just got a little less strict, and so that physical play has been allowed. And this one has been called tighter than the game we watched before this, where that they were letting a lot of that physical play happen too. So it's been consistent, just been different than maybe Osmond's been used to all year. And, yeah, you could tell he was directly complaining to the officials.
Yeah,
and if that gets too bad, you know, you watch for that T sign from the officials at some point.
I think Wyoming coach Voorhees wanted a couple Jet Smith reach-in calls because he kind of played what we used to call like old Mandy that you see at the Y where you reach behind him and tap, but that's led to three buckets.
Yeah.
Jet's mastered that, so, hey, I don't know if it's old man or just Jet Smith. I'm going to call it Jet Smith D now.
It's young man now. Yeah, that's the right. Jet Smith move. He's almost patented it here in this game. You do it on this big stage, and you're trying to get yourself a chance to come back on Saturday. What was the Concord numbers?
Well, as long as we're talking about Jet Smith, I'll start out with him. He has 10. He's leading the way. Connor Stevens just one behind him with 9. Brady Garrett with a three-pointer with 3. Darrell Dean Jr. with 2, but handled the ball well. And little Stevens, Zach Stevens, with 5 points, including knocking down his first triple. And I thought he had a very nice half. Played good D on Osman as well.
Yeah, and that, I mean, part of your game plan if you're playing against Concord and your big guy's being guarded by Connor Stevens is, can we set a screen or can we do something to get him caught in a switch? Well, if he switches and Zach Stevens on you, that's not going to be that much of an advantage. 29-13 our score here at the half. Let's take a 3-minute break and we'll come back with a second half. Concord way in front here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Looks like it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half. East Jackson Community Schools, Josh's Dumpsters, Industrial Steel Treating. Part of our sponsorship crew on the game tonight. Tell you what, here in the Breslin Center, I don't know why, it feels like it's the afternoon. It feels like it hasn't been a long day. It just feels energized here. The Concord student section right behind us, and they are getting their snacks and getting ready for the second half. They were a raucous bunch. I don't know if the Wyoming crew has been nearly as loud.
Well, they don't have as much to cheer from, that's for sure. And the beautiful thing about that half is when you're up 16 like that, now you don't need even a close to a perfect half. You just have to have a few good things happen. You're 16 minutes away. And
yeah.
So you have just a little four-minute stretch of taking the lead or, you know, anything like that, and that game shrinks. It's hard to come back from 16 when you've only put up 13.
Defenders really need a great first 4 minutes here.
Yeah.
Because when you're trailing by more than you've scored, that always feels like a quagmire that's tough to get out of.
And it's not so much the Concord offense as the defense that's hard to come back on.
They start with the ball here, the defenders. Screen move to DeMotz. They go down to Osmond on the block. Double team comes, passes it. It's deflected. It's loose. Saved, and it goes right to Stevenson. Jet Smith leaking out ahead of everyone. One on three. He gets into the air. Forced that up. Gets his own rebound, though. Now loses it on the way up, and lucky for the defenders, they got away with nothing there.
Yeah, we could see. He got a guy grabbed his arm, his jersey, his everything.
They've been letting that physicality go. Yeah.
You're right. You called it.
Skipping the corner to Motz now for Tri-Unity. And there's a near steal by Dean Jr. and a tough bucket down low. And that was Nelson with the score. 29-15. Defenders strike first in the second half. They're picking up Dean Jr. at the timeline. Screen at the top. He gets down the lane. Slices in the air. Tough shot. Rebounded. Defenders. And it's Osmond running the floor. One on two. Two on one. He passed across the lane. Probably should have just shot it because we get a tie up. And a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Yellow Jackets. He waited a long time to give it up to his teammate, maybe too long.
Great two-on-one D by Connor Stevens. Just held his ground. Waited for the move.
They get the tie up and take it the other way. Jet Smith brings it up the floor for the Yellow Jackets. Leading 29-15. 6:49 to play third quarter. Smith taking his time. He's getting that 5-second count out there. Oh, they stopped. Now they go right side. Garrett on the wing. About 2 steps behind the arc. Dribbles to the middle. Gives it up to Dean Jr. there, left side of the key. Passing down to Stevens. Good defense by Osmond with the steal. He's running a 3-on-3 break. Has it knocked away, Dean Jr., but Osmond gets it back. Pump fake. Scores it. And he'll get some contact there, too. And he'll go to the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. A chance to make it a 5-0 run to start the half for the defenders and cuts the lead right now to 12. That's about as close as they got there late in the second quarter.
Yeah, you said it was going to be important for the defenders to come out. And Osmond makes this 6-0. I suppose that's a good way to come out if you're them.
Osmond toes the line, fires, and hits.
How about now is the time for the Dean Jr. play? Set that up for a little backdoor.
I wonder what Coach Gill calls. It almost looks like, yeah, they are doing it. No. Garrett's at the top. Directing traffic a little bit. There it goes. Oh, he goes right side for Dean. We'll get a timeout for Coach Gill. Wants to talk it over. 29-18, lead down to 11 on a 5-0 run to start the full timeout. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 6:06 to play third quarter when we come back on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Garrett's got the inbound near the middle circle, goes right side for Jet Smith to the top. Connor Stevens catches, dribbles over to the left side, shaking his head like he didn't like what he saw. Goes to Jet Smith instead, right wing. Jab steps, drives across the top into the free throw line area. Gets stuck, backs it out to Dean Jr. He skips it across Connor Stevens, top of the key. Moves right side, now backs in. Double team comes. Out to Brundle. Back to Stevens on the block. They go to double team, skip pass. Dean Jr. makes a nice catch. He drives, elevates, has it knocked away. Out of bounds, last touch. Defenders. Boy, that was a near turnover over here. Dean Jr. has got some springs, able to make that catch.
Steve, they did set up that play to try to get Jet going back door, but a good, well-coached team kind of sniffed that out.
Into Rundle on the inbound play. Hands off to Garrett coming around looking for Stevens on the block. He was there, but deflected and stolen away. Fast break defenders. Stolen back by Dean Jr. Now knocked away. DeMott's shot goes up, missed. Rundle squeezes it down. Garrett slows it down in transition. So turnover once, turnover back. Concord sets up the half court. Dean Jr. gets a step, scoops at the basket. Layup Concord. They're on the board here, and they lead 31-18. 5:02 to play first, second half. Third quarter, rather.
Big bucket as Concord was stalled out.
Yep. Osmond right side. Skip pass across. Van Kloppenberg drives. Behind the basket, skips it out. Osmond catches for three. That goes off rim, rebounded by Rundle. Concord ball again.
Might be Jet Smith time here.
16.7% from the three-point line for the defenders today. Jet Smith out to the top. Connor Smith now He hands off to Dean Jr. He gets ahead of steam into the corner. Rundle catches. Three-pointer short. Tapped by Stevens, but grabbed by Van Kloppenburg. Running the break now. Nelson gets a spin move, loses his footing, and gets a foul call and two shots on that. It looked to me like he just lost his balance.
I thought the ref wanted to call travel. Instead gets Rundle.
And a shooting foul on that one.
That's Rundle's third.
And that'll get Nelson to the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. His shot is good. Rolls around and falls.
Ball do lie.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was a travel.
Yeah. It certainly wasn't. He wasn't in the act of shooting. He had to stop shooting because he was going to fall down. He hits the pair. 31-20. It's an 11-point lead for the Yellow Jackets. A couple substitutions for Tri-Unity. It's going to get Owen Dumont back in the game. And we also have Rollator in. Concord gets Zach Stevens in for Rundle with three fouls, he mentioned. Left side, Dean Jr. Looking for Stevens posting up. He's on the left wing. Now dribbles up. Defense in his pocket. Spins away. Corner, Stevens pump fakes. Baseline step. Out to Smith. Swings an extra pass to Garrett. That sidestep triple he likes. That one missed. Rebound pulled out of there by Rollator, and a stop again for the defenders. They can cut it to single digits on this trip after trailing by 16 at the half.
It's the second time Garrett's had a three that's been halfway in.
Right side in the cut. Van Kloppenburg trying to catch Osmond. Lucky to come away with it out of traffic. Goes to Rollator in the corner. Jab step drive out to DeMotz for a three, and he got it.
A rainbow brought rain.
31-23, it's an 8-point lead now for the Yellow Jackets, and finally some life out of the defender student section. Concord's team needs to match it. Garrett comes around, hands off. Baby Stevens in front of us. He dribbles around to the top. Now crosses over left side. Gives to Dean Jr. Durrell working against Van Kloppenburg. Crosses, drives, pull up off the dribble. Shot is long, missed everything. Stevens saves it. Zach to Connor. Up at the top, Jet Smith triple. Halfway down, rolls out Osmond. Good box out and rebound. They're in the cookie jar there in the backcourt. That was going to get a reach all the time.
Yeah. Man, between shots just going in and out, as good as that first half was, it was a bad start.
I know. Do you feel like
half.
It was just this rim on this end yeah. where defenders shot poorly down here? Concord now with a... seven turnovers to 14 for the defenders, but chance to cut it to six or closer here for Tri-Unity Christian. Osmond hands off, triple DeMott again. That one goes off front rim. Dean Jr. rebounds. It's got Smith leaked out ahead of everyone. Takes it in. Too strong. Trying to get contact. None came. Rebounded by DeMott. Crosses in the backcourt. Now into the lane. Into the corner, Osmond catches, doesn't shoot. Outside the arc, skipping across and almost too high for Rollator. Good catch there. He makes the drive, knocked away, Jet Smith move.
The Jet Smith defensive poke away.
And a turnover again created. Concord gets it back, leading 31-23. 2:02 to go in the third. Dean Jr. out on the wing, now drives. Into the air, up and under. Too short, rebounded Osmond. Dean Jr. hits the deck, numbers for the defenders, and Osmond going to get a blocking foul against, I think it's Fraser, tracking him up the floor.
Yeah, really not a bad foul there by Fraser, and I don't know that he did it on purpose, but Osmond had a head of steam and was going to be one-on-one at the worst.
Yeah, it slowed down the transition play. Dean Jr. is going to get a break. Gill Jr. into the game for Concord. Baseline inbound, Van Kloppenburg. Out to Osmond near midcourt. 1:48 to play, third quarter, 31-23. They trail still. Osmond going in, leaning in on Stevens into the corner and a pump fake. Spin away, Hoffman out to Osmond, skips across. Van Kloppenburg gets a step baseline, hangs in the air past Stevens. Changed that shot for sure, missed and rebounded by the Yellow Jackets at the 1:24 mark here, third quarter. quarter ticking down. Still holding on to an 8-point lead. They led by 16 at the half. Just 2 points in the second half so far for the Concord Yellow Jackets. With that three by Smith goes front rim. DeMott's going to chase it down to the backcourt. Takes it up the floor. Caught. And triple up. No good. We get a whistle.
Oh.
Frazier foul through and get him on the three. That whistle came late. That was Rollator takes the shot. Went to the floor. And now he's going to get three shots at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
I thought I had a pretty good view of that, and he just fell down and I think made the officials buy it.
Official, was that
zero?
Like a bench warning or something?
Yeah, it looked like it.
31-23, 63 seconds to play, third quarter. Rollator at the free throw line. And he missed.
Boy, Steve, I'm the offensive end for Concord. Just 2 points this quarter. We're 7 minutes in. I almost like to see like a four low for Jet Smith. Just have everybody down on the baseline and let him just create and make something happen.
Rollator hits that second one. Connor Stevens going to come out with 1:03 to play here in the third. Maybe protect him from picking up any fouls.
Yeah, try to give him a break, but
there's another missed free throw. So 1 out of 3 there. Cuts the lead to 7. I guess you couldn't have had that go much better. I mean, 0-for-3, obviously, but he just gets one on that trip, and Concord's got it. They might hold it out for one here, leading by 7. Smith now to Frazier. Goes left side. Gill Jr. puts it on the deck. Dribbles across the top. Gives it up to Gray. Jet Smith coming out, 33 seconds, out near the Spartan logo. What do you call the feather part of the Spartan helmet? That's where he's at. Looks like a scrub brush. Zach Stevens out, picks up his dribble, stuck, back cut Smith into the lane. Drops it down, and Gray, it's knocked away, and they say no off Concord. 13.9 left. Empty possession for the Yellow Jackets, leading by 7. That's going to give the defenders a chance at one here to end the third, cutting the lead down to just 7 points.
Well, Coach Gill wanted to give Jet Smith some instruction and maybe just get him that extra 13-second break.
Rollator. Right side, Van Kloppenberg, 7 seconds. He goes off the dribble, picks it up. Stuck to the top. Osmond looks at the time. 3 seconds. Pull up three. Ugly look. Air ball. And that's where we settle. 31-24 after 3. 60-second break. We'll play the fourth quarter. Concord still leads it on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Oh. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, some half-court shots going up. Couple of close ones there at the end, but nothing goes in, and so they keep their prizes. I wonder what's in there. Some pencils, gift certificates to the bookstore. 8 minutes to play, 31-24. Concord holding on to a lead. I'll tell you what, two things. If you thought you were Concord, you're going to come out and only score 2 points in the third, you'd say no way. But thank goodness you had a 16-point lead, so they couldn't close that entire gap. in one quarter. So your defense is still your best attribute. And you still held them to not a great scoring output either.
Yeah, they still are up by seven against a team that's only averaging 8 points a quarter right now.
Yeah.
So I said a lot would have to go wrong. I do think an eight-minute stretch of only scoring 2 points, that qualifies. But just one little 5-0 run from Concord, and you could be back on Saturday.
And Kloppenberg with it for the defenders. At top, Hill Jr. guarding, goes left side. Hoffman into the corner for... Oh, so it's Nelson to Hoffman. Nelson back to Osmond this time on the wing. Driving against Stevens, back to the basket. Help comes. Picks it up, skips it. Spotting up for three, long. Hits the rims a couple times. Osmond tries to tap and keep it alive. It'll go off the defenders and Concord ball. Got a good open look. Still only shooting about 21% from three-point tonight for the defenders of Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Concord ball coming over the timeline is Brady Garrett. Hill Jr. coming off the screen. He picks it up. Has to go to Dean Jr. Knocked away. Dean Jr. able to recover. Now looks to penetrate. Skips across to Gill Jr. Catches. Stepped on the end line. Out of bounds. Turnover Concord. Defensive pressure has not seemed suffocating for Tri-Unity Christian, but always there.
Yeah. Both teams have been great in the help D. Whenever someone thinks they're driving to open lane, somebody's there covering up.
Hoffman Nelson Hoffman, get me confused. Backs into the free throw line, backs it out to Osmond on the right wing, skips over to Hoffman. He looks at the three, now gets a step baseline, elevates. Shot no good, rebounded. Connor Stevens goes up high, the big man. Gets it out, now on the run, Concord. Garrett steps up, Gill Jr. at the top, drives from there. Gets a step blocked, Osmond gets the ball. Blocked it to himself, and now we'll get a blocking foul against Garrett on the sideline. He wanted to charge. Bang, bang, play right there, and the official calls it against the Yellow Jackets. 31-24, 6:41 to go.
Garrett wanted a charge. I wanted Jet Smith back in the game, and I'm gonna get my wish. Garrett didn't get his.
Since said Gill Jr. Out. And so it's the starters on the floor, except for Rundle, replaced by Baby Stevens. And say that it's not about who starts the game, but who ends it. And Stevens has played some great minutes today. Osmond gets a back cut on the baseline for Nelson. He gets in too deep, slips, and travels. He did just kind of slide, started to do the splits, and when he fixed his feet, he traveled.
Yeah, I think so. And again, both teams off to, you know, if either team could have just went on a little run here. But that's how good both defenses have been. It's hard scoring against both.
31-24, two very good teams. Connor Stevens screen and pops, drives, jump stop and scores. It doesn't get much easier than that. Down there, 9-point lead now for Concord. Triple quickly by the defenders. Osmond gets inside, rebound position. His putback attempt no good. As soon as Garrett grabs it, Concord gets the stop. Garrett running away from the D, now gets up to Jet Smith. He dribbles through some pressure, now stops at the top and reset for Concord. Screen by Stevens. Goes pull up from the elbow. Jet Smith short. Connor Stevens down low. Gets the rebound, and they'll call him for a travel, trying to jump out from under the basket.
Well, that was a tough call against him.
33-24, a 9-point lead for Concord with the 5:44 mark in the fourth quarter.
That's not going to faze him.
Rollator has it over the timeline. Now down to Osmond, kind of back to the basket. Leans in against Stevens, gets in deep, stuck, now reverses out. Little fade and jump hook, and he missed it, and we'll get a whistle against Stevens on that one. And two shots coming for Cody Osmond.
I think that referee mistakenly mistook Connor Stevens for someone that must have, like, TP'd his house. That's two bad calls against him.
Osmond at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw stripe. And hits.
We And did you think Steven's got a piece of him there?
No, that looked like he just missed it.
Yeah, I didn't even see a contact, not even a block.
Yeah, I didn't even see his hand out. Second one from Osmond is no good. Rebound goes off of Nelson's face, grabbed by Garrett, and it's 33-25, back to that eight-point number. Concord with the ball and 5:20 to play. Dean Jr. gets to penetrate, loses it on the gather, but drops it off to Zach Stevens, who drops it at the door. Bunny, Zach Stevens, right place, right time for the layup. 35-25, lead back to 10. Osmond goes in the lane, gets in the air, and I think Stevens did get him that time.
Yeah.
Kind of lost his balance, put his arms out, and pulled down a little bit.
Had Stevens not reached his arm out, I think Osmond was just out of control.
Yeah.
He would have got a travel call.
Osmond missed the shot. He'll go to the free throw line for another two.
Well, again, Concord's still up 10 points, though, Steve.
And right now, the defender's just 5-for-9 for the stripe. And Osmond misses again. Defender's just 26.7% field goal shooting on the night and 18.8 from the three-point arc.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you think, okay, that's due to the just enormity of the situation or something. But, again, both teams really are playing great defense.
Yeah. Osmond bends his knees, gets the shot, makes it, splits a pair. And Concord gets it back, leading by 9.
That's where Darrell Dean Jr. needs to make a good decision and just get Concord into the flow.
5 minutes to play. Dean Jr. screens. Connor Stevens slips it. Now the defender falls down. Dean Jr. drives, elevates, and finger rolls. 37-26, back out to an 11-point Concord advantage. And Klampenberg drives. Out to Dumatz. His three up off back rim. Rebounded Zach Stevens, the freshman. Now a dribble away from the defense. Going to go back to Dean Jr. in the backcourt. Concord clears at 4:26 to play, leading by 11.
And the way Zach pulled that down, I thought it was Connor.
Dean Jr. gets a step, drives in, finger roll too strong. Rebounded. Osmond running the floor, gets it up, and a layup at the bucket for Hoffman. And we get a timeout on that play. 4:11 to play. The lead cut back to 9, 37-28 Concord. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4 minutes, 11 seconds left. The Concord lead is 9. And, boy, a couple things would have to happen. Concord have to make a few mistakes on the offensive end, and the defenders would have to go red hot here shooting down this last 4:11.
Now, Tri-Unity, I don't know if this is an advantage or disadvantage. Zero team fouls right now in this quarter, so they can be super aggressive on any kind of traps or anything they want, knowing that, okay, if we get them, we get them. We're going to need to probably get a couple fouls anyway.
Concord playing Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Opportunity to go to the state finals on Saturday, 9:50 a.m. for the game. Detroit Douglas already got their win earlier, 58-47 over Dollar Bay in the Upper Peninsula. Now in the full court press here, Garrett Stuck gives it to Stevens. Up the floor to Zach Stevens, and then Osmond's going to come over on the steal attempt and commit a foul.
Good job by Zach Stevens to come to the pass. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, especially young guys, will just sit there and wait.
Yeah.
That was him drawing that foul against Osmond.
Sideline inbound. Garrett will pass in. He'll pass it into the backcourt for Dean Jr. Van Kloppenberg waiting for him over the timeline. Goes left of the circle, backs it over to Connor Stevens. Jab steps into the free throw line area. Picked off on the pass. Run to the break, and they got numbers. Connor Stevens steals it back. That was just a pass by Rollator. Went right where they thought it was going to go, and Connor Stevens makes a great individual effort to steal that one. Dean Jr. across the top.
Yeah.
Back to Garrett. Oh, mishandled for a moment, but he gains control. Goes left side. Now crosses, goes right wing. Hands off there to Zach Stevens. On the deck now to the top, Connor Stevens. We're down to 3:20 to play in a 9-point lead. And we get a whistle. Away from the ball.
Yeah, that's Zach Stevens kind of drawing another one, setting a good screen, standing his ground. And Osmond just shoved him, and that's four.
Inbound from Garrett. This is two team fouls in the quarter for the defender. Stevens now on the wing, puts it on the deck. Double team comes. Now it retreats. Garrett's got it out near midcourt. Guarded there by DeMott. Garrett gets around him to the right wing. Now back to the top. Jet Smith. Smith left side. Dean Jr. Double team comes for him. He dribbles away from it. Goes right side now. Stevens. 2:54 to go. Clock continues to be the enemy now for the defenders as well as the Yellow Jackets. Stevens takes the catch, head of the lane to drive, doesn't go. Again, showing some maturity beyond his years. We'll get a timeout from the Concord bench. Full timeout there. We'll keep it here. Thank you to some of our sponsors, including East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our free throw line sponsor, Josh's Dumpsters, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, and how about Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning? Lammers.
Well, Steve, I don't know if cartoons are on Saturday morning anymore, but if anybody had plans to watch them and you live in Concord, you're going to have to DVR the cartoons because they're going to be playing Saturday morning if they can just hang on for 2:42 left with a 9-point lead.
And I don't know how early Yellow Jackets fans got here, but we watched a lot of that game before this, and I didn't see anything there that made me feel like Concord couldn't come out and beat one of those teams.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Beat Detroit Douglas.
In fact, just, you know, eyeballing both teams, I feel like this team is probably better than I would made Tri-Unity maybe a little small favorite against Detroit Douglas, so
we'll see.
It's going to be a different style.
We don't want to take it for granted with 37-28. The score and 2:42 to go, still out of time, and 9 points can disappear fast in the right scenario. I think Concord's going to eat up another minute and a half here with a possession and maybe take another timeout if they have to. They got two timeouts left, three fouls on the team, so they got a lot of good things working in their favor right now.
One of those things is Connor Stevens' ability to come get it as a big, and he can see over any kind of traps, and he's going to make good decisions.
They go into the freshman, Zach Stevens. Double team comes, gets it away to Connor. Connor double team, then we'll get a reach. That's going to go against DeMott.
Yep, that gets them up to three.
And so like we,
again, oh, go ahead.
They need to get to five at some point to extend this game if they continue to trail and can't get a steal. 2:37 the mark. Backcourt for Jet Smith. DeMott's tracking him as he comes over the timeline. Smith crosses again. Reaching by DeMott. Smith holds on. Double team comes there. Connor Stevens with Osborne on him. Osborne's got to be careful. He's got four. And Stevens gets knocked down, and we'll get a travel call.
Man, I thought he passed the ball.
Stevens with a little grin. I think he knows that's probably not how it should have been called. 37-28 left. 2:20 to play. Concord's lead still 9. And there's the other part of things. As Concord goes out and defends, you got a 9-point lead, and it's not been easy for Tri-Unity to score with just 28 in the game. Skip pass into the corner. 3-point quickly. Airballed. Osmond tapped it, but squeezed. Osmond tries to save it. Stepped on the end line. And it'll be Concord ball.
And again, good Concord defense.
They got a look. Yeah, I was going to say they got a look, but he had to catch it and release so fast because he knows the D is coming that he just threw it up there. Now in the inbound. Good defense there by the defenders, but they'll throw it out of bounds too, and they'll stay Concord ball, this time inbounding right in front of the Wyoming bench.
And here's where the offensive players need to come to the ball. Oh, as they almost didn't.
Into Dean Jr. He gives it up to Garrett over the timeline. No, in the backcourt, a steal. Three-point shot goes up. It hits. That was Rollator with the make and a timeout now for the defenders. 37-31, six-point game. Under two to play. And a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. And I expect Coach Gill to have the clipboard out to draw up what you're doing against that press.
Yeah, here's almost where you need to have something where you almost make them pay for pressing. Maybe send somebody deep. Get the Concord fans are wanting. They want to say something, but I don't know if I've heard anything talk worthy.
You can't be trusted to be radio friendly.
They might have let us have that.
37-31, 1:50 to play. Hey, I just saw from earlier in the day, Pawama Westphalia beats Flint Elite. They'll go to the state finals. PW's been there before. That Flint Elite team that beat both Luma Christi and Springport was a good squad. Big win for PW. Yeah. Now we're getting some court maintenance. What was out there? Probably some nerds candy. Fell
nerds
out of
rope.
Somebody's pocket. All right, Concord ball from the baseline. little maneuvering there by Jet Smith and official coming down to tell him he can't do it. He's trying to put his foot inside.
In between them.
Little gamesmanship, and now he just walks away.
Which him and DeMott's been talking all game, but kind of in a friendly fashion.
Yeah, competitive. They float it in to Stevens. He catches, gives it up to Jet Smith, and now they're over the timeline. Trap comes. They try to tie it up. We get a jump ball. Arrow goes back to Concord. Down to 143.
I think this is the definition of just hanging on, Steve. Hang on.
I think Concord still looks confident, and they should be 6-point lead with 143 to play. They get it into Stevens. He packs it out, and there's a turnover in the backcourt. And there's a drive and layup. Ooh, I thought he put it too strong. Van Kloppenberg with it. Cuts the lead now to just 4. Inbound goes to Stevens, misses the catch, gets it back. Double teamed over the half court line, and he'll take a timeout.
Oh, Concord twice now has stopped their dribble right over across half court.
85 seconds remain, another timeout here, 37-33. This is close as Triunity Christian's been since the first quarter early.
Yeah, real early.
Concord, just 4 points in the second half. Eight.
Yeah, eight.
Eight second half points.
Yep. Well, I hope they're going to make at least a couple more with free throws.
They're going to have their opportunity, I believe.
And hopefully they get that opportunity because that's back-to-back turnovers, and it's led to 5 quick points.
Now a little official confab here set to take place in front of us.
Concord with just 1 timeout left, so they get 1 more time to be able to pick it up where you're not supposed to and have Coach Gill save you.
Yeah, but that's got to be in his vernacular right now to say, hey, don't pick it up right there where they can trap us.
Yeah, you want to try to get the ball in the middle of the floor, and their Concord's been kind of dribbling up the sidelines and just inviting that trap.
And again, Concord has looked very confident throughout. So have the defenders, even being down 16 at the half. They've come out and really worked here in the second half now to cut it to 4 with 85 seconds to play. Concord with a sideline inbound. Jet Smith, the one they trust to trigger. Gets it into Connor Stevens, still in the front court. The trap comes to that spot. He's still got his dribble. Gets it away to Smith, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. And they'll give it back to the defenders. And again, pass it into that spot, and he just stopped there, Brian.
Yeah, and as big as he is and as calm as he is, just threw it right off Jet Smith's hands, but a tough pass.
And that risky sideline pass. Still got a chance to stop. Minute 14 to play. Defender ball, Osmond, hands off to Rollator. He dribbles across the top, taking some time here, down by four, 104 to play now. And that's Van Kampenberg directing traffic. DeMont gets a step baseline, floater, goes off, rebound, Zach Stevens, goes to the floor, it's loose, picked up by Rollator. In the corner, tapped away from him by Dean Jr., but he'll stay. Defender ball, now at 51.8 seconds left and in a four-point deficit. And again, the thing that's been making them struggle all along is missing shots. Got a step, the floater didn't go. Van Kloppenberg inbounds, catch, Rollator, three. Short-armed it, rebound, tapped by Osmond. It's a two-point contest. Timeout from the defenders. That'll give them a chance to set up that trap. Full court, 46 seconds, plenty of time. We got a two-point contest, Brian.
Man, and the Concord offense has just stalled into a turnover machine. Kind of the only thing that you said really could happen is happening. But fortunately, they're still up by 2 points, and they're still playing good D. So, man, if they could just have one good thing happen, get to the line.
And they've been having Jet Smith inbound. I think I trust him to do that, but you almost have to have the ball get into his hands on the inbound because he's the guy who's going to be able to break a trap on his own or make something happen with the ball.
And Tri-Unity still with just three fouls, so they can still, and they've been doing that now for the last 2 minutes, just real aggressive trapping, and that's hard. If they're not going to call fouls, and I'm not saying they should have, but right, they've just been aggressively trapping, and that's making it tough for the Yellow Jackets.
Concord and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian playing for the right to go against Detroit Douglas Saturday here. 9:50 is on the schedule for us. Win or lose, the game will be on Fox Sports 101.9 FM Saturday. All four championship games will be there and available throughout the day with the MHSAA on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, McKibben Media Group Network Station. Here we go. Teams back out of the timeout. Concord. Brady Garrett will inbound. And he can run the sideline, so he runs to the right now. Gives it to Dean Jr., passes it. Garrett gets past the D. He's going to get in the front court, gives up to Smith on the left side. And it's stolen away. And Smith grabs Osmond.
Boy, I tell you what, Smith better hope he doesn't call intentional. He just grabbed him.
It's a fourth team foul, and boy, Smith with the crossover. And I'll tell you what, I just said I trusted him. That was just right place, right time with the hands for Osmond. Concord still up two, still can defend. 37-35, Yellow Jackets. Defenders ball, Dean Jr. picking up Van Kloppenberg in the backcourt. They give it right to their leader, Osmond. He's got Stevens guarding him. That's been a tough matchup for Osmond all day. Picks up his dribble. Right side, DeMotz. Gets a screen. Osmond slips it. Knocked away, Garrett. Knocked away again. On the sideline. Stays in somehow. Called it out. DeMotz touched it on the sideline, and Concord with a defensive stop. 19.8 seconds left. They'll get it back.
Now the question is, can Concord not turn the ball over, Steve? How many? It's been, what, six, seven possessions in a row with a turnover?
Yeah. Garrett to inbound. One timeout left. They're holding on to that. Looking for the inbound. Who do they go to? He's got to call timeout. 5 seconds. Countdown. Let's get too close for comfort, Garrett. And that's the last timeout for the Yellow Jackets. 19.8 seconds. They lead it 37-35. They've led the entire way. 16-point halftime lead. Now down to just two here in the fourth quarter at the Breslin Center. And boy, if this isn't the madness of the month, Brian, I don't know what is. Oh. What you live for as a high school basketball fan. I don't know if this edge of your seat action is going to cause some stress on the tickers for the Concord fans, but what about those parents and administrators who are here to watch?
Yeah, the youth are still having fun. The parents realize the situation. Tell you what, my wife would be livid with me because I was ready to punch Concord's ticket into the finals about 2.5 minutes ago, and she would tell me to shut up and that's bad luck. And
yep.
Man, I'm starting to
like
think
that guy saying right. That guy called a putt good before it goes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Jaron on the sideline to inbound for Concord in the backcourt. He throws it down court. Stevens goes up to get it. Falls. Loses it. Defenders have it. 37-35. 14 seconds left side. Osmond skips in the corner. Triple. No. Rebound grab. Loose. Zach Stevens. Connor Stevens. Foul. 4.2 seconds left. They had one to give, Brian.
Yeah, and they have no timeouts. But here's where Concord is going to have to take it out. They need to throw it deep, but so that it can be touched.
Yeah.
Because then even if Unity comes up with it, that gives them maybe two dribbles and a half-court heave at best. Do not throw it underneath your own basket.
No timeouts for Concord to talk it over. Zach Stevens going deep right now.
Yeah.
If you throw it too high, it's going to hit that MSU scoreboard. Garrett looking to throw it in, and now we get a foul away from the ball. They knock Jet Smith to the floor. No inbound will happen. That's the 15th foul against the defenders, and that should be free throws for Jet Smith for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
I guess if you're tri-unity, that's the next best thing. You foul without any time coming out. And you're hoping Jet Smith misses one, and then you can go nail a three. That's if you're tri-unity.
If there was a guy who had to send to the line, if you're Concord, it's him. If it's tri-unity, it's not.
0 points for Jet Smith this half, however. I think we're going to rectify that situation right here.
Oh no. Called the puck good before it went in. That rattled a couple times and popped out. 37-35, Concord still leading by two, and we'll get a timeout, the last timeout for the defenders.
I mean, we watched Jet Smith make free throw after free throw these last three games and look good doing where he doesn't usually even touch rim.
Concord, again, the 16-point halftime lead has dwindled down to two. Jet Smith can make it three with 4.2 left. No timeouts for either team. If it goes in, they get a chance to inbound and have to fling something. If he misses, well, now you got to get a rebound and try to figure out. 4.2 seconds, you can cover a lot of ground if you're quick.
Yeah, but if you're Concord here, that's tough because you want to be in there. I put my rebounders in there in case of a miss to where you can at least be in their way, but don't get over the back call.
Right. I don't think that's going to be a factor. I think Smith makes this.
I am agreeing with
and
you.
And worst case scenario, it's a tie.
I've been thinking that for the last 6 minutes.
Right.
Somebody's going to make something or not turn it over. And it's gone about as bad as it possibly can for these Yellow Jackets this quarter. But wouldn't it be fitting for their defense to just go ahead and let them hang on?
Yeah.
So Coach Gill's going to not risk any over-the-back call, and he's sending everybody back.
What do you have for Smith here at the point total?
I have him for 10, all coming in the first half. 11 would be big. The other thing you can't do as Concord is somebody's dribbling up. Don't try to block a half-court shot and give these officials any reason to blow their whistle.
Zach Stevens was going to go rebound. Now they'll tell him to go back. So it is only defenders, rebounders out there. Jet Smith hits. 4.2 seconds. Looking for an inbounder. It's Osmond. 3 seconds. Crosses across the lane. 1 second. Top of the key. Three. He got it. We're tied. 38-38. They counted it.
Boy.
They haven't put it on the scoreboard yet, but unbelievable turn of events here. We're tied at 38 at the end of regulation.
Now, Steve, it's crazy when if you're up by two, you can't risk the foul, but up by three, Concord just let Osmond go and get a wide open look. That's go ahead. You can even foul and make them.
Some Concord fans over there saying foot on the line, maybe only two. We're getting the replay. John Ross from the MHSAA there over the official replay shoulder.
You imagine if that's the ending?
Yeah, can we get the replay on the scoreboard or the the big screen here?
Well, the Concord fans are seeing it on the replay, and all of them are holding up two fingers.
Right there behind John Ross.
And the fans look pretty sure that are over their shoulders watching the replay. They're jumping up and down like they know it's two.
A lot of two fingers up in the air. Now the official coming in. They're count. I think it's going to be three. I think that was the hand signal I saw.
You know, I think what the mistake is, those fans are thinking the college three-pointer and not the high school.
Yeah.
He was definitely standing on the college one, but that looked like a good three to me as well.
Yeah, we can't tell quite from this angle, but on the replay, maybe definitely toe on the line for the college three-pointer out here. That's the official one. They've got the makeshift tape in there for the high school three-point line for this tournament. And they're going to count it as a three-point bucket, it looks like. And we're going to overtime, Brian.
Yeah, and if you're Concord, you got to just... I mean, right now you're in shock. You're thinking, how could we have given that up, and how can we have made that many turnovers in a row?
Unbelievable turn of events. Look, we knew Tri-Unity Christian. The pedigree is there. They're defending state champs. They weren't going to go easy. Concord still has their chance, and... Now it's your time to show your grit. Now it's your time to show what you're made of and why you're here. And Connor Stevens jumping up against Osmond. Osmond's still at four fouls. That's a thing to keep an eye on. Taps it way back. Garrett has to go in the backcourt to get it.
Would love to go into Connor Stevens right now and see if he can't get Osmond out of the game.
I haven't come out screen and roll or something. That's what he does. Comes to the top of the screen for Garrett. Pops, though. Pull up three. Stevens, long. Rebound goes out to Motz. Now left side for Rollator. Over the timeline. Sets up Dean Jr. out to guard him. 38-38 tie. 4 minute extra set here. To Motz out deep on the wing. 38-38 left side. It's Osmond. Skipping it across. Rollator catches. Fires a three. His is short. Rebound, though. Grabbed by... Yeah. The rebound was grabbed by the defenders, and it was Jake Van Kloppenberg. He shuffled the dogs, switched pivot feet, tried to find an outlet, and he turned it back over. So two possessions each. No buckets. Two missed threes. I'm with you. I'd like to see Connor Smith down on the block.
Yeah.
Or Connor Stevens, excuse me. Garrett at the top picks up his dribble. He's stuck. Gets away to Zach Stevens. Connor Stevens out the high post. Stevens picks up his dribble. Gives it up to Dean Jr.
Might be time for Dean Jr. just to drive to the hole.
Yeah, getting the call from the bench. Looking for Garrett. Nothing there. He goes to the left wing. Passes out to Stevens on the block. Great position. Gets in the air. Draws a foul. That's going to be DeMott's. And that'll be two free throws for Connor Stevens. Concord. Three out of four from the free throw line tonight. Just that one miss for Jet Smith. Boy, thank goodness he made the second one. Gets us to this overtime period. Outstanding Final Four contest here between the Yellow Jackets and the defenders. Connor Stevens at the free throw line leaves it short.
Well, he's got to be tired.
Oh, no question. And at this point, no breaks, no rest. These guys got to stick it out and play this out. Another one for Stevens goes. Concord leads it 39-38 in the extra period. 2:46 to play. And Kloppenberg passes it over to Osmond. He holds it out, working against Stevens deep on the wing. Dribbles right side. Does it hand off, goes into the corner. Switches on to Dean Jr. Drops it off for DeMott's, and he gets the layup. And first lead for the defenders of the entire game. Right now in the extra period, 40-39, 2:24 to go.
You know, the wild thing, the thing that gave Tri-Unity all the momentum is all the trapping and stuff. Now they're just not. So maybe Concord can feel like they can breathe a minute.
Dean Jr. picked up his dribble. He got stuck. Gets it away to Stevens on the left wing. Going against Osmond. Backs it out now. Calling for a screen for himself. No, going one-on-one. Crosses. Double team. Drops it off for Zach Stevens. He leaves it short. Connor rebounds. Puts it back up. Got it. Bucket Concord. Connor Stevens with the rebound and putback. 41-40 Concord. That's Nelson at the top left side. Osmond out to Rollator. Backing in against Smith. Into Osmond in the corner for a three. That's long. Rebounded. Zach Stevens. Drops it out for Jet Smith. And we'll get a foul called. And that'll be free throws for Baby Stevens at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Big free throws here. 41-40 Concord lead. We got 93 seconds to play in the overtime period. If you're just joining us, Concord led by 16 at the half. Saw that dwindle all the way down until the final shot of the fourth quarter. Now they lead it by one with Zach Stevens at the free throw line. And he hits.
I like what Zach Stevens did there. He didn't get up to the line and just wait. He stood back, let the ref throw him the ball. Cool as a cucumber with that first one.
Braden Nelson goes to the bench. That'll get Caleb Hoffman back in for Wyoming. Concord again with the starters, but that substitution Rundle on the bench. Zach Stevens in for most of this game, and boy, he's played a doozy as a freshman on this stage, and he hits both of them.
Two monster free throws.
Trip to the line. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 43-40, three-point lead for Concord, 87 seconds. And there's travel there by Van Kloppenberg. Pressure by Jet Smith. Picks it up out to DeMott. Dean Jr. on him. 1:16 to play, left side. Rollator. Pull up three for Rollator. Missed. He wanted a foul. Rebounded by Dean Jr. Now taken away from him. And we'll get a foul on the floor. And I think that's going to go... It's going to go against the defenders. Dean Jr. had it and gets knocked down. Oh, no.
No, I think
they called him
Dean
for
Jr.
it. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Two free throws coming here, and that'll be Caleb Hoffman to shoot. 43-40 Concord lead with 1:04 to play. Two free throws here for Caleb Hoffman. Rollator thought he was going to get three. Went up and did that fall down move. It worked for him earlier.
They weren't buying it. Second time. He's tried it about three or four times.
Hoffman missed that one at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw stripe. Second one. Off back rim, rebounded Connor Stevens. And we'll get a foul against the defenders on that one. 43-40 Concord. We're at the 1 minute mark. Overtime here. Concord trying to gut this one out. Connor Stevens at the free throw line. Did he split that pair last time?
He did.
The senior.
Would love two, but we'll take a split this time and get it to four. Let that defense close out the game.
Get it to two possessions. And he hits.
Is it time for a Jet Smith poke away on defense? He's just got to be careful not to foul.
Come on!
Connor Stevens toes the line again. That one rattles in. A little strong, but it goes. 45-40, under a minute to play. See that press come back on, I think, for the defenders. They probably should have stuck with that, Brian. Van Kloppenberg, left side for Osmond, driven across the top. Switches with Garrett on him. Down in, backs it out. Pump fake, and Nelson picks up the dribble. Gets down to Osmond. Block! Zach Stevens got it. Gets the rebound and gets it out to Garrett. And he'll wait for the foul on the backcourt. And Brady Garrett will go shoot free throws now for the Yellow Jackets.
How about these Stevens brothers? They've made five the last free throws. Zach coming up big as a freshman.
All game outplaying his rank. Both teams have one timeout in the overtime. Did we get a call?
I think Concord thought there was a timeout, but no. So Garrett's going to go to the line.
Shooting two from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. That's why you sponsor free throws. We get to mention them in this tight contest. 5-point Concord lead. Garrett's goes off the heel. Missed it.
And it's foolish to even say this, but everyone's a big one now.
The bigger the lead gets, the better for Concord.
It'd be nice to be up seven and be up three possessions.
Puts the pair. 6-point lead, 35 seconds. Defenders. There's a drive in. Kloppenberg backs it out to Nelson. He catches for three. That misses side rim. Rebound loose on the sideline. Called out of bounds off of Concord. And that'll be defender ball.
Precious seconds went off.
We're down to 25.5. Still a six-point Concord advantage. Ben Kloppenberg takes a long time. Gets a back cut. Reverse layup. Missed. Dean Jr. taps the rebound out to Jet Smith. Got it. Concord in the front court. Now grab Jet Smith. 17.8 seconds. 46-40. Concord leads. Jet goes to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line to try to close this one out for Concord. One makes it a three-possession game.
And Osmond headed to the bench with five. Crowd chant MVP, I'm not sure who they're talking about. There's a lot of valuable players out there for the Yellow Jackets.
No doubt about it. Jet Smith, one of them, though. An uneven game for him, but he hits that free throw casually. It's the guy who's wanted it, the ball at the line in all these big moments all postseason long. He's got a chance to send his team. I mean, that...
I'd be making my wife mad again, yeah. But I'm just going to say it. If Jet makes this, which he's going to, eight-point lead with 17 seconds. I don't think they can come back from this.
Rollator behind the back tosses up a triple. Nope. Gets it out. Connor Stevens comes away with it, goes to the ground. He'll get called for traveling. But we're down to 8.5 seconds. As long as they keep him out of the eight-point shot circle, they're going to be fine. Grazer's going to get back in. Rundle's going to get back in for Concord. Smith and Stevens will go to the bench. That ought to draw an uproar from the Concord fans.
No better. I'm ready to get on my feet for them.
Van Kloppenberg to inbound. It's going way into the backcourt. DeMott mishandles it. Dean Jr.'s got it. He goes up with the exclamation point. Wisely just makes it. He didn't rip it down. The buzzer sound, and Concord's going to the state championship for the first time in school history. 50-40, our final. And I think we're still on the air. All right, now Brady Garrett's on my watch list. Unnecessarily running into the table. He wasn't even trying to save a ball from going out of bounds. 50-40, the final here. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break on the postgame. We'll get you the numbers and the details as Concord wins it in overtime. Ends the run from Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Back in 2 minutes on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here. We had a little technical issue, and it was avoidable. As the Concord team came over, we mentioned we were right in between the court and their student section, and so the team came and bumped the table once, and we dodged it. They came in a second time and knocked us off the air. So now I'm not rooting for them. They came back, got the win. It really was, 50-40 the final. Concord gets the W, and they'll move on to the state championship for the first time in school history. And it had to be a gritty effort. They led by 16 at the half, came out in the third quarter and managed just two?
Yeah, two in the third.
Two in the third quarter. The lead got cut down and end of regulation, they split a pair of free throws at the line, put the lead out to 3 points with 4.2 seconds left. Osmond from Wyoming went down and knocked down a triple from the top of the key. They replayed it to make sure it was legit. It counted, took us to overtime, and in the overtime, all Concord pretty much, 50-40 to wrap it up.
Just
a tremendous gritty effort in the overtime to really turn it back on after they had kind of faltered throughout the second half.
Yeah, Concord, after scoring 9 points total in the second half, scores 11 in overtime.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, just a turnaround. And we said it after the success they had with the full court press in the at the end of regulation, the defenders came back in the second half and kind of went back on their heels again and started playing them straight up in it. What they had done throughout the game to kind of get behind, and Concord was able to seize on that. Of course, made enough free throws down the stretch to win it. And again, gritty effort by the Yellow Jackets, but they will be going to the state championship on Saturday here at the Breslin Center.
Yeah, Steve, we've called a lot of games throughout the years. I don't recall seeing a game quite like that, where Concord looked so in control and then the wheels just totally fell off. And I know you'd be thinking, okay, well, if it goes the overtime, the momentum lies so squarely on Wyoming Tri-Unity's shoulders. How is any Concord going to come back from that? But overtime, just dominance, 11-2.
They found a way. Yeah, and let's get the numbers.
Okay, for Tri-Unity, we had Jake Van Kloppenberg with 5. Nolan DeMotz had 8. Braden Nelson with 4. Caleb Hoffman, 3. Clayton Rolander with 4. And leading the way, their leading scorer all year, Cody Osmond with 16.
And he looked at it was an uneven game for him. Of course, came up big down the stretch, but they did a great job defending him, and he looked uncomfortable for a lot of the game. Again, the Concord defense, even as their offense faltered a little bit in the second half, the defense was still tough the whole way.
Yeah, uneven game was the theme of the night because Concord, everyone played great in the first half and not so well in the second, and vice versa for Tri-Unity. For Concord, though, Steve, we had Jet Smith with 12, Brady Garrett had 4, Darrell Dean Jr. with 8, Zach Stevens with some big-time plays, period, with 9, Connor Stevens leading the way with 19 points, and I wish I knew his rebound total because it was a lot again. There was a lot of time during the game where it felt like if there was a defensive rebound by the Yellow Jackets, it was him getting it.
Yeah, he really had a great effort, and, you know, it almost feels like implicit that he's player of the game, but I want to give honorable mention to Zach Stevens for, as a freshman, not in the starting lineup, came out and played a ton of minutes, made big plays, made huge free throws late in the game, looked comfortable at the line as a freshman, just beyond his years out there with his demeanor, and made big plays throughout the game, a block late in the overtime, and didn't get a foul, gets the block, gets the loose ball. Yeah, just a tremendous effort by both Stevens, and that was a difference maker.
Yeah, so basically you're saying the player of the game are the Stevens parents for producing those two.
On the coaching staff as well and making it happen for them. Great job by Concord to win, and they'll play against Detroit Douglas on Saturday morning. First game of the final day, and that'll be about 9:50, and we'll be here for that. Somebody will be here on WKHM broadcasting that game for you. And, boy, that'll cut tight right up to the – we'll leave that maybe right up to that Michigan game, assuming that they win tomorrow, and give us a second round of the our second round appearance for the Wolverines in the Big Ten tourney. It's going to be a big basketball day tomorrow. All four championship games will also be heard via the MHSAA network on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. So if you want to hear any of the others, you can. But a big win for Concord, 50-40. Our player of the game, Connor Stevens. Our honorable mention to Zach Stevens for a great game. And both Stevens, the length, the athleticism, and then just making smart plays, like playing with their heads up. It was good to see. Any final thoughts, Professor?
Hey, that was game 16 in 17 days. We might as well add a 17th here coming up for Saturday.
Looks that way. Concord continues, and maybe we get another state championship call here at the Breslin Center. For Luke Moorhead, the technician back in the studio, the professor next to me, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you Saturday.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.